a lot of people, when they leave school in the UK, go to university. It's the norm to move away from the city you were born or the city you've grown up in to go to university. I, for example, moved from Newcastle to Sheffield when I just turned 18 to go to university. And I think a lot of people move away from their hometown to a different, maybe a bigger city, or something. A lot of people move away to go to university because university in the UK is not just about academic study and about learning, or, you know, completing a course. It's a real life experience, and people want to make the most of it. So they don't want to stay at home and live with their parents while they're at university. They want to have the experience of sharing a flat, sharing a house, you know, even cooking for themselves, washing for themselves. A lot of the time, this is the first experience that young people have had away from their parents for a long time. And it really does teach you a lot about looking after yourself, a lot about how to manage your finances, organizing yourself. You know, you don't have your parents saying to you, "We're doing this at the weekend." You have to find things to do for yourself. And when you arrive at university, usually you live in a halls of residence or a flat. I lived in a self-catered flat with 11 other people. So it was a big flat. There was 5 boys and 7 girls. And although I got on with the majority of them, it was quite difficult living in quite a small flat. We had like 2 showers between all of us, we had 2 really small kitchens, and things can get a bit tense when you're living in really you know, in close proximity to so many other people that you don't really know that well, that you don't really see that often, maybe